So the debate in Washington continues, as Mark mentioned, over whether or not to deploy more troops to Afghanistan. 8 years in, there's still no defining image of the war, no iconic imagery. Tonight, a frontline documentary from our partner WGBH premieres on PBS stations. It's called Obama's War, and it captures a fight in the way I guarantee you have not seen before.
Let's go, they're hitting the top of that building.
Fire down.
Hey, I'm moving, don't shoot me.
Huh? Same spot.
While embedded with a Marine unit in Helmand Provinces, the filmmakers captured very graphic footage of a U.S. Marine, Lance Corporal Seth Sharp, under fire from the Taliban. Seth Sharp was killed in action that day. His father, Rick Sharp, joins us now from Adairsville, Georgia. The footage of your son inside this documentary, it is very difficult to watch. Frontline didn't need your permission to air it, but they talked to you and you didn't have any objections to their using the footage. If they needed your permission, though, in order to air it, would you have given it to them?
Yes.
Why?
Just so the story could be seen of what our men and women are having to do to give us our freedom, the stuff that we take for granted every day. That it's not an easy job that they're having to do. Maybe not as much show Seth's face, but at least they can see the job that they're doing and what they're having to go through, that these are real men and women out there that's putting their life on the line every day.
When I was describing this show to a guy I met in Montclair, New Jersey the other day, he said, oh, they're showing a soldier's death, so it must be anti-war. And I'm just wondering, are you prepared for this idea that by showing your son and in his final moments, that people are going to see that as a statement against the war in Afghanistan?
People have their own personal opinions about it. I've heard one or two comments made. How could a family do something like this? Well, it's not anti-war to me. It's showing the job that these men and women are having to do every day. You know, they are putting their life on the line, and that's just one way of people being actually able to see that. It's not a game. This is real life.
Rick Sharp, father of Seth Sharp, he joined us from Adairsville, Georgia. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
We're joined now by Martin Smith, the co-director of Obama's War, and Dan Fung Dennis, the photojournalist who filmed the footage of Marine Lance Corporal Seth Sharp being shot in the neck during a firefight in Helmand Province. Welcome to you both. So, Dan Fung, watching this, it makes you feel like you're standing there amid all the soldiers during this firefight. What did you have to do to get this footage?
I was embedded for 3 weeks with Echo Company, and I simply went with them on this operation. You're with them during the fighting. You're eating and sleeping with them. So just going through the same things that the Marines are going through.
And one of the things that the Marines went through is the death of their comrade, which you filmed. And although your hand never shakes, the camera stays steady. That must have been an extremely moving and traumatic experience for you.
It was a very difficult day. There had been heavy fighting a few hours after we landed, and it was coming from three different directions. So there was a feeling that we were quite isolated and almost surrounded.
And you probably have a different reaction now every time you hear on the news reports that another soldier or two soldiers or someone else has died in Afghanistan.
Right, and the thing is, after 8 years, the names of those killed in action, it's so regular that it doesn't really mean much that anymore. So I'm hoping that this footage will bring the war a little bit closer to home.
You were embedded with them, the soldiers, for quite some time, and you must have established some friendships and some relationships with these soldiers. What was your impression from them? Are the soldiers on the ground, are they feeling missionless? Are they feeling kind of lost? Do they know what they're doing there?
Yes, you get to know them very well. You're going through the same things they're going through. And they understand that their mission is to secure and protect the Afghan population. But that's very difficult for a Marine when you can't tell the difference between an insurgent and a civilian.
We have some actual tape from the documentary in which we hear a soldier's confusion.
Haven't gone where during fighting? Haven't gone where during the fighting?
They haven't gone to, sir.
Gone where? You're not telling me where. Where have they gone?
They haven't gone to from here. They haven't gone
from where? Gone where from here? Where?
You can hear that soldier just losing his patience because not even the translator speaks good English.
Yes, it was very frustrating. They tried their best, I mean, to make friends, but when they're getting shot at every day, they would have to switch from being this warrior to a statesman on the drop of a dime.
So we're also joined by Martin Smith. There we see the soldiers trying to make friends with the Afghan people, and this is part of General Stanley McChrystal's new purpose, which is to protect the people rather than go after the Taliban. But even that strategy may be changing. If we don't get more troops, we may be doing targeted attacks in Pakistan. What will happen to the Afghani people if we move our troop focus?
I don't think we know what will happen in Afghanistan, but what happened to the policy is an election that was fraudulent. The whole idea of protecting the population, winning hearts and minds, is predicated on the idea that you can then connect them with a legitimate government at their center and take them from their allegiance with the Taliban and connect them with Kabul. Well, when the election itself is fraudulent, the whole thing falls apart.
You know, one of the things, Martin, that strikes me after I finished watching this film was a lot of people feel like the Obama administration is taking way too long to decide on a new strategy. But after watching this film and seeing how impossibly complex this is just for one particular company to accomplish their one particular mission of getting the people to come back to one market in Helmand province, I can't even imagine how to sort through the entire policy having to do with Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah, I think it's really tough. And the president's showing an enormous amount of flexibility in being willing to go back to square one and rethink this whole thing. The question before him now is, what will 40,000 more troops or 60,000 more troops really accomplish? So he's rethinking the whole thing.
I don't know if 100 more troops could have gotten those people to get back into that marketplace in Helmand province. I doubt it.
One good translator would have helped.
It's true. Martin Smith, his film Obama's War for Frontline, is going to air tonight on PBS stations around the country. Also, Dan Fun Dennis, photojournalist, he shot the footage that is so striking at the beginning of Obama's war. Thank you both for joining us.